I put a thread in the forum asking about headphones and, you know, suggestions and shit like that. And I think I got one suggestion for a Sennheiser, and then one of the other guys, I guess his brother is a DJ, and he got rid of some of the headphones that he had. Mm-hmm. And they were the DJ Shure brand.
No, I never heard of them, except for one from you.
Yeah,
you
know, when I talked about them. I went and looked it up, and it turns out that they're actually one of the premier brands, but they're pretty quiet in terms of marketing and whatnot. But the headphones, supposedly frequency response 10 hertz up to 200 kilohertz, or, you know, it's 20, maybe it's 24 or something like that.
So it's just a stereo monitor?
Yeah, it's just a stereo monitor, and, you know, high quality speaker, but the foam surround wraps around your ear, so it's kind of sound isolating.
Yeah, that's what I like. A little bit bigger cup.
Yep. And the best part of it is the cord that goes into the micro, or the headphones, are removable.
Oh, nice.
You put them in there and you turn them and they lock or something stupid like that, but I think you could use it any plug. And the cord is coiled. So.
Yeah, I remember those back from when I used to play DJ, the coiled ones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it kind of keeps them up out of the way. But they have two kinds. They have the DJ style, which are, you can flip them around, just hold them up with one hand. Mm-hmm. And then they have the monitor style, which I've seen a picture of them. They kind of fold up so you can put them into a bag. But otherwise, they don't flip around. So you kind of unfold them, adjust them, and stick them on, and sound isolating at that point.
Interesting. And what did you say the price point was?
Price point was about $100 for the mid-range and $200 for the high-end.
Yeah, I just broke a pair of my Sennheisers, too, on that mad rush of breaking every piece of headphone technology I owned. No more mowing the lawn with Sennheisers for me.
No. But what, those were sound-canceling, weren't they?
Yeah, they were. You know, I got them originally for traveling on the planes or for, you know, playing on the PlayStation Portable on the plane anyway. And they work great for that.
Yeah, I remember one flight to Taiwan for Computex. They were nice enough to give me sound-canceling headphones in the seat back pocket.
Nice. You didn't take them with you?
No, I didn't. I left them. But, you know, they had the two-prong plug, so you couldn't really use that on anything else.
I had bought a pair of those once when I was traveling a lot for work that had the old two-prong and then the two-prong, one-prong adapter thing. I don't know what I did with those. Probably in an old suitcase somewhere.
I got a swag item that was some earbuds, but they came with the airplane prong adapter. So you plug the stereo ones into the prongs. And when I was, ironically, last time I was in Taiwan, I went to the computer market with the sole purpose of buying one of those prongs so I could listen to headphones, decent headphones, on the way back.
Right.
And it turns out that my headphones were for, you know, my phone, so they had a microphone adapter on them. Well, they didn't match up very well, so I kind of had to pull out just slightly to make it work, but
a little bit loose.
Yeah, but it, you know, and if you bump it wrong, then you wouldn't hear anything.
I've had pretty good luck at work with my my Sony headphones, though. They have really great deals on the refurbs on the Sony Style site, and I got a pair of noise canceling wireless for, I don't know, like $79 or $89. And they've been really good, which is kind of funny, because my my Triton pair at home, as you know, has been through the war. Second time of gluing those bad boys back together.
Yeah, you showed me that. A little bit of super glue and some tape and fiberglass.
Yeah,
and...
but I love them, I tell you. Their new ones are so expensive, though. You got to take a second mortgage out to get a good pair.
Yeah.
But word's gotten out, I guess, and they're taking advantage.
Well, Skull Candies that I had, I bought some DJ ones, and they broke. And, you know, I went and read the warranty card, his lifetime warranty, and there was a clause in there about, you know, what they would cover and what they wouldn't cover.
Oh, yeah.
And basically, you know, if I ran over them with a car, they wouldn't cover it. But if I was just kind of using them and I banged into the wall and they just kind of broke a little bit, it seems they covered it. So
how do they know?
I have no idea. But I bought a set. They were Hesh is the brand.
Right.
And the spot where the speaker met the headband, it kind of slid into the top band. And, you know, if you pull it out and you kind of twist a little bit, then that plastic piece would break. Mm-hmm. Well, it started to break. And I sent it back, and they gave me a coupon to buy any, you know, for the price of the headphone, to buy anything from their store.
Oh.
And I kind of vowed to not buy another pair of Hesh headphones because that was actually technically my second set. And the first ones broke the same way, but I got really mad and ripped them apart and threw them away. So I bought, I think it was the Agent Shoe or something like that. It's the ones you're actually wearing right now.
Oh, yeah, these.
Yeah. And, you know, I picked those because they had wires to adjust instead of pieces of plastic. So maybe they would last longer. But I haven't really used them much.
But didn't you rave about the big spendy ones that you saw at E3? The, were they the 5.0?
Oh, yeah, the ones from Psycho Audio.
That's right, Psycho.
Yeah, and those are really weird headphones because they're all driven by air, and the drivers are at the top of your skull, and they shoot sound down these tubes into chambers that are around your ears.
Oh, like a Bose thing.
Yep. So you have subwoofer up there, and obviously you have front right, front left, back right, back left, and depending on what sound comes through, the signal processor will go and fire a certain speaker with a frequency, and based on how far the sound has to travel and where it enters your ear, you can simulate sounds from behind you.
Oh,
and you know,
nice.
Even on the noisy show floor at CES, I put those headphones on. You know, I close your eyes because if you're gonna get proper imaging, you gotta close your eyes.
Sure.
Close my eyes, and while they played a game and they were spinning around shooting stuff, and it was just like I was in a theater.
Nice. Well, that's why I like those Tritons so much. You got the real clear 5.1. It does a passable 7.1. But, you know, it uses that digital breakout box, which is kind of a mixed blessing.
Yeah, that any high-end headphones that are going to be surround sound have that breakout box just because they have to rephase the speakers.
Yeah, it's nice, though, because I use a, you know, a digital out through a Toslink cable, so you get a nice clear out. Mm-hmm. And then it does a couple of different Dolby processing.
Yeah. Well, as long as you can get that optical or that digital out from your computer directly into a box, a signal processing box, mm-hmm. it's a lot better than just plugging headphones into the headphone jack.
Works nice. Only thing I miss is the bass, but I've got one of those little bass vibrators on my chair that I sometimes fire up when I really want to get that.
Was that the kick butt or butt kicker?
Yeah,
or
the
something?
Butt kicker. Yeah, you know, you can still get those, and they're a really good deal.
You know, every year they have more advanced samples of that at CES. You know, now they have a whole chair.
Yeah.
Which is kind of nice. And a couple years ago, actually, they had two kinds of that chair. They had one for movies, so it'd be in your home theater, and then they had ones for games. And the ones for games would actually move a lot more than the video, you know, the movie one.
Right.
But, you know, I sat down there watching Bolt or something like that. And, you know, that opening scene in Bolt where he's in the movie and the army's coming after him, he's jumping around and stuff like that. Well, as he's running down the road, you would actually feel the vibrations of him hitting the street.
Nice.
And then when the army would come around and shoot off a missile or something like that and it would blow up, you would actually feel the vibration of where it hit. Mm-hmm. So it would hit behind him. Well, it would vibrate behind the chair. It kind of hit in front of you,
really
it vibrate
cool,
in front
though.
Of the chair. So it's kind of cool.
Yeah, those can't be cheap, though. It's like those game pods that used to have in all those LAN party, you know, companies that you go rent out your LAN room for a while. Remember those big old pod chairs?
Oh, yeah. It was like a small rocking chair.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, and it had speakers up by your head, and then there's a vibrator near your butt. And you can kind of recline and lean forward and stuff like that.
Yeah, they're not bad. I had an opportunity to pick one up used when one of the places went under, and just couldn't find a good excuse. I wonder blew it.
They were like $160 or something like that.
Well, these were more than that. I can't remember who makes them, but they were spendy.
Yeah, I know. The ones at Best Buy, they were like plastic. They didn't have the speakers and stuff.
Oh, like the little banana chair ones?
Yeah. I almost bought one of those because I thought it was, well, they were comfy. Mm-hmm. And at the time, I was playing a lot of Xbox. But, you know, I saw the chair, sat in. It was, hey, this is pretty cool. $150. Yeah, it's not that cool. And I leave, and that's the last time I saw it.
I really would like to pick up a new 5.1 system, but, you know, I do so much gaming when the kids are asleep these days that the money's so much better spent on a good pair of headphones.
You know, the headphones are making a comeback, at least in, you know, when you have to have the quiet house. And in reality, you know, you're sitting at your desk, You got the 5.1 surround sound with the subwoofer.
Yeah.
But you can't run the back speakers. You know, so really it's only going to be a 3.1 system. You know, you got the center channel on the right and the left. And unless you have a lot of room behind you, you can't run those rear speakers.
Well, you know, I've got the corner desk. So what I end up doing is running them as far down either end of the desk as I can.
Oh, yeah. The corner desk would work.
Kind of works. But it's not the same. I've seen guys like dangle them from the ceiling behind them and stuff, though. But, you know, back to why not just get a good pair of headphones, eh?
Yeah, true. I mean, you know, dangling a speaker behind you is like running into that chandelier when your kitchen table isn't in the room. You know, I've done that a couple of times. That's not fun.
get yourself in trouble with the wife.
Oh, yeah. Break the glass.
So what's your headphone of choice, really?
A headphone of choice.
Like, I know you're wearing, what are you wearing there?
I'm wearing
Sony headphones.
These are actually Sony studio monitors that are kind of like a DJ one. Mm-hmm. Ironically, I was going to a LAN party at one of my friend's house. I didn't have any headphones. And, you know, I passed a Fred Meyer on the way there, and it's like, all right, I'm going to go buy some headphones. I go in, and I wanted to get kind of these, you know, kinds that went over your ears, you know, instead of the ones in your ear and stuff like that.
That's what I like too.
And, you know, I think these were like $60 and they were the best looking ones there. But I think these are like middle, low end in terms of this particular headphone line. And they didn't turn out too bad. You know, I went and played the entire night at the LAN. Since they weren't really over my ears, they were kind of on my ears. After 3 or 4 hours, it kind of, you know, having something smashed up against your ear, it kind of hurts after a while. Mm-hmm. But played the whole LAN and they sounded great. Had not very good bass, but enough that you could tell what's going on. And, you know, that was, I want to say that was 9 years ago.
Wow.
So I've had these. Yeah, they've held up. I don't use them a lot. I break them out for the LAN party. Mm-hmm. So, you know, whenever I have a LAN here in the garage, Ninja Lane Labs Building 2, a.k.a., you know, I pull these headphones out and I you know, this is what I listen to. And then when I'm done, I coil them up and stick them up on the shelf. So that's really why they've lasted so long.
Yeah, well, good luck, really.
Yeah.
But Sony makes a quality headphone. I mean, I really like mine at work. But, you know, given the opportunity, I think I'd get a new pair of Tritons, probably.
Yeah. Well, per the suggestion from one of the forum members, I started looking at the Shure website. Mm-hmm. You know, and the name sounded familiar to me when I was looking for a microphone. You know, and for the podcast, we're using the Blue Yeti microphone.
Yeah, fancy.
Yeah, it's fancy-dancy. It's heavy. You could kill somebody with it, probably. Oh, and ironically, Charlie Sheen uses this same microphone.
Oh, good old Charlie Sheen. At least he's got good taste in something.
Yeah. Well, you know, we got to mention him because he's hot right now. He's winning, if you will.
Winning.
Winning. Duh. But, yeah, so the Blue Yeti microphone. Well, at the same time I was looking for the microphones, you know, I'd look around at some of the cartoonists that I follow that do podcasts. Well, you'd see a picture of them in their little art studio, and they have this microphone hanging in front of them. It had this big surround around it, and I'm like, oh, what the heck is that? And I went and found out it's a Shure microphone. It's mm-hmm. like $500 or something crazy like that. But it is studio quality microphone. It's super high end. It's not really designed for Omni sort of sound pickup, unlike the Yeti, where you can program it to do an interview mode or an Omni mode or stereo mode. It does stereo, which is awesome. But the sound quality is awesome, at least according to them and the way it sounds and everything. Well, I went and checked out the Shure website, and I was just concentrating on looking for a microphone at that time. Well, the forum member suggested that they also make headphones, to check those out as well. And it turns out they have DJ style and they also have studio monitor style. And thinking I might try one of the middle of the roads. I think Best Buy stocks them, so we might be able to give them a demo.
Worth a look, yeah. Well, cool. Enough about headphones, I think.
Yeah, I think so too. Winning! Duh!